This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The House took up the Senate amendments to the current year supplemental appropriations bill today. The amendments that yesterday took $7 million from an escrow account in the Attorney General's office. House Appropriations Chairman Cameron Henry.
Members, I'm going to move to reject the Senate amendments. It's supposed to go, my understanding, to cover a shortfall in the MFP, so we want to make sure that the money is actually there.
Franklin Representative Sam Jones had a question.
What's the source of the money?
That's what we're trying to figure out now, Representative Jones. My understanding is the money comes from an escrow account that deals with underground gas tanks in rural areas. I'm getting messages that the money might not be available or it's allocated to something else.
Baton Rouge Representative Pat Smith tried to pin Henry down.
Who are you getting the messages from? Attorney General's office?
The fact that I can't look you right now and say, Ms. Pat, this money is guaranteed to be there, I don't know whether it is or it isn't. So the last thing I don't have a problem with funding the $7 million. That's not an issue. The issue is to make sure that the money is actually there.
I agree with that, but I also don't want to get into a, you know, what kind of match between the AG's office and our body because of the fact that, you know, he doesn't want to have any money taken from him. In fact, he wants his own fiefdom, in my opinion.
Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger stepped in.
Mr. Chairman, do you think we could just return it to the calendar until we find out where the money is instead of sending it to conference?
That makes sense. No, we're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
Okay. Well, great. Thanks.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.